Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
We have in Finland saying like if you want to have some pizza, you have to go beach area. So it's kind of same way. If you want to score, you have to go to the net.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, what? Who?
Arttu Ruotsalainen.
What about pizza?
One of his brief appearances here with the Sabres, he was asked about going to the net to score goals, and he said, if you want pizza, you got to go to the pizzeria.
It's so not true.
He said it's he also said it's a saying they have in Finland.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
What a saying.
That's
great.
It a lot.
What a
I
saying.
I liked it a lot. Yeah.
If you want pizza, you got to go to the pizzeria. Yeah. They don't have delivery?
Mm. No, right. No, delivery no. Kind of smashes oh. that.
They don't have delivery in Finland. Only DiGiorno.
Okay. Okay, that's a buck.
That's not that's the pizzeria
buck.
Either, though.
That's a buck. That's a dollar.
That's not a pizza. That's another way you can get pizza without going to the pizzeria. Used to be you could go to work and get pizza at this place.
Oh,
but
that is
completely stopped.
Those were days.
There's never any food in the kitchen because there's no people.
It was like every week, at least once, there was pizza out there.
Yep.
Elections. That's the only time you get it.
Great.
Rachel's came in. What was it? Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Rachel's delivered on Thanksgiving here, and it's funny. Like, it was all set up through work, and there were how many of us here? Four or five of us here working that night. The Bills played that night. I'm like, okay, great. This is awesome. I love Rachel's. They're going to have all kinds of food here, and that's so good. Just turned out everybody was stuffed because it was Thanksgiving.
Right.
Probably ate twice before we came in, so
yep.
It was more of a Friday treat, as
right.
it turned
Save
out.
Save it, right. get it, clear out some space in the refrigerator and
right.
then bust it out the next day.
That's what we did. I mean, we had Andy Dulski just completely unpack the fridge, took all the shelves out so everything would fit. And just packed with all Rachel's. And then the next day, okay, here we go. Let's talk to Jay here. Hi, Jay.
Hi. I wanted to say, first of all, I really appreciate you guys. There's a lot of Bills fans that have long commutes, and it's like having a friend in the car. I really love you guys.
Thank you.
That means a lot. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. I know it's a little corny, but I'm older, and it's important to have that when you're – long drives, you know. I'm actually driving from Michigan right now. I wanted to say whether or not you guys feel that Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown are strong enough to really make a strong holding those ends. Because this Judon guy, he scares me a little bit, although he's had really crappy last 5 weeks. I just want to know that we can neutralize him. I'll feel a lot more comfortable about this game, if those boys can do it, and what impact do you believe Jerry Hughes, you know, I'm talking about the trenches, Jerry Hughes, what will he do? Because the run really killed us last time, and I really think that's what they're going to have to do again against us. So a little trench talk, if you can, with this Judon guy, making sure that we neutralize him with Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown. Got it. I'll hang up, listen to the rest. I love you guys. Looking forward to the game with all my great friends. Craig and Tom and all those guys. So thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Good deal. All right. All the best to Craig and Tom and all the rest of the guys too. Judon, yeah, he did not impact either game that much. I don't recall, but he's a very talented player. I like the Bills' tackles. I mean, Brown is still a little raw, and Dawkins has been uneven, and I want to give him a lot of benefit of the doubt because of the illness he's had now more than once. But I feel good about them going into this game and going into the playoffs. In fact, I actually feel good about the line overall going into the playoffs, whereas, you know, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, a lot of us didn't, me included. You know, as far as Hughes goes, I mean, he grades very favorably for, like, pass rush win rate. But I don't think he's any longer their best guy. You know, I think his Bills career is winding down. Even his career, his contract's up after this year. I'm looking more now. I think about the defensive line. You want trench talk? To me, look inside, because Phillips and Oliver have been hellraisers for a few weeks, and a lot of folks who really analyze the game film have been talking very favorably about them. And that's where and Oliver was even coming off the edge. I know I saw one highlight of him using a spin move to beat a tackle. He was lined up at defensive end. I think Phillips and Oliver are maybe the most important guys on that line.
Judon had a sack in the first meeting, but the only thing I really remember him doing in either game was tripping Allen on one play.
Right. I was going to say, like, I don't want to say somebody take out his knee.
No.
But that was filthy, what he did to Allen.
Yeah. So I remember that, and that he doesn't like macaroni and cheese.
I forgot about that. I'm glad you brought it up.
He's the guy that we ended up talking, and that's how you found out that macaroni and cheese is a popular Thanksgiving dish.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yes. I had not thought of it as one, but yes. Okay. So that's Judon. I mean, 12 and a half sacks. And Tremaine Edmonds, I mean, in terms of stopping Harris, they have the one play in the first game where he gets sort of lost in the wash and Harris just runs right through the whole length of the field. You just don't want to have – it's really tough because one lapse or mistake or one time you just get blocked and beaten on a play, that can be it. But, you know, he's somebody that would seem to really matter. I mean, always does given the position he plays. I'm thinking about him, and I also want to be confident and fairly confident at least in the Bills up front. They do have just the one tight end, Knox. You know, like they don't have it's Gilliam, right, or even other linemen, but they don't have that exact player. They don't have the backup tight end, you know, to sort of jumbo packages and whatnot. Anyway, -4, got to feel pretty good.
Temperature or the line?
The line.
Okay.
The line. 4.
What's going to be bigger, the line at kickoff or the temperature?
Close.
Right? Might be push.
Is there a line on the line? Sneaky Joe has been excited about this one game he's had lined up for us, and we haven't been playing it for days. It's been sitting there for days.
Yes, just stewing. Let's do it this way. There have been 23 rookie quarterbacks to ever start a playoff game. Seems like it should be more, by the way, than 23.
23 rookie quarterbacks have started a playoff game, some in, like, multiples in a season.
Yes. A couple have done it more than once.
I don't think it seems like it should be more. Like, rookie quarterbacks usually start on bad teams to begin with, mm-hmm. and, like, it's a process. You know, it's going to take a little time. It's pretty rare that you just show up and, like, bang, you're in the playoffs.
Let's have you two guess the 15 that have done it since the year 2000.
Wow.
All right, well, Roethlisberger's definitely one.
Yes, he started 2 in 2004.
You know, this is going to be tough for me. 15 rookie quarterbacks since 2000 have started playoff games?
Yes, not including Mac Jones, who will do it Saturday. It will be the first ever do it against the Bills.
Roethlisberger counts as one?
Yes. He's one individual, 2 games.
I'm not sure how to tackle this. Do I have to go through drafts?
Ooh, that might be the way.
I'm not good at that. Like, yeah. Which draft was which year? This is not going to be easy for me.
Ooh, I could give you teams, but then is that too easy? I could give you games.
Not yet. Okay. Yeah, let's just take it for a spin here. I want to guess Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck is correct. That's 2012. Good. That was a... Was that a loss? Well, it was definitely a loss. 24-9 to Baltimore, they lost.
Okay.
Roethlisberger, by the way, beat the Jets as a rookie, lost to the Patriots at home.
Okay. Lamar Jackson
is correct. Lost to the Chargers in 2018.
Oh, that was a tough day. Yeah. That was a tough day. Then they got there. They got after just like the worst day you've ever seen. Then they got like to right there.
Yep.
And he fumbled at the end. That was a tough one.
I remember believing in that Chargers team too, and then they just got obliterated by New England the next week.
Yep.
John Clayton gave us one during his segment an hour ago. Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan is correct. He made the playoffs in 2008, and he lost to the Cardinals.
Arizona.
30-24.
Russell Wilson?
Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson is correct. Same year as Andrew Luck. They beat Washington 24-14 in Washington.
The Robert Griffin game.
Yes.
Is he going to be right? Is Robert Griffin going to be right? He was good as a rookie.
Is that
the year? That's the Luck draft. What year was 2000? Yeah, Robert. The same game.
Right.
Same game.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin III. It's the only time two rookies that I see here met in the same game, and that means three from that one draft class all made it the same year.
Pretty good.
Now, how many are we at now?
You're at six, I think.
What about Bridgewater?
I thought of him too.
Was he a rookie that year? The Blair Walsh game.
I think so.
Teddy Bridgewater is incorrect. That was his second season.
Okay.
The Blair Walsh game. 20-yard field goal.
Something like that.
Yeah. At the University of Minnesota Stadium.
Right.
Right.
It was really cold.
Very cold. Minnesota.
I have a hint that's not giving away too much. You have a couple of guys here that are backup quarterbacks. That were backup quarterbacks. That ended up starting.
Connor Cook.
Connor Cook is correct. 2016 with the Raiders. That was a...
Loss to Houston,
yep.
Osweiler.
He was the quarterback in that game.
Was he a rookie?
No, he was on his second team.
T.J. Yates, was he a rookie?
T.J. Yates started two games as a rookie in the playoffs. Beat Cincinnati in 2012 and then lost to Baltimore.
Bulldog, was Dalton a rookie in the playoffs?
Yes, they went to the playoffs like his first 4 years.
Andy Dalton.
Dalton is correct. 2011, they lost to the Houston Texans. That's against T.J. Yates, so rookie on rookie.
All right. How many are left? Five-ish?
Five-ish. Got another Bengal on here.
Carson Palmer.
No.
Well, it's rude.
Since the year 2000?
Yes. Pretty famous game, I think. For me, it is.
It's not Dalton.
Nope.
McCarron.
Oh, right.
A.J. McCarron,
in
2015.
Violent Pittsburgh game. Right.
Is that the Burfict game, or is that the Joey Porter game, running on the field as a coach?
Both.
Both.
No, I know, but who is the better name for the game?
Oh.
I think.
Burfict, I think. The hit on Brown.
Burfict.
The game's been talked about more recently for Brown, but Burfict. I would say Burfict. You have a guy from last year.
Taylor Heinicke.
No. He, why does he not count, though? Because
he wasn't a rookie?
He wouldn't have been a rookie. No, he was with the Texans in 2017.
Okay.
Then he went to the XFL.
I just want to tell you, my brain, like, last year is hard for me. We've done okay here. I've done better. I didn't. This is not a judgment on you. I've done better than I thought I would at this. Uh-huh. But last year, I have to be like, I'm really grinding right now to remember last year.
There's a
space in my head for whatever. I don't have this yet. It's going to be like so ridiculous that we didn't know it.
I don't think it's going to be ridiculous that you didn't know it.
As soon as I sort of tap into it, I'll be able to look at the whole bracket in my mind and I'll know right away. But I have not been able to do that yet. Wolford.
John Wolford. Good.
Wow.
I found the bracket. Bills, Colts, Rams, Seahawks,
Washington, Tampa. I just
looked at
the bracket, and I'm looking
Tampa.
At the Rams, and I didn't think of Wolford.
Well, Goff goes in because Wolford gets hurt.
Yeah.
I remember that game because I loved the Rams that day. I was big on it on the air, Acres and playoff draws, and it all hit. And on that post-game show, I was very excited about the Rams after Bills, Colts. Like, ooh, come on, Rams. So Wolford, okay.
Wolford credited with the win in that game.
Gets the win. He gets the win. He's like baseball.
The only rookie quarterback to win a playoff game in the last 10 years is John Wolford.
And he gets, like, badly injured early. Great job.
I don't even think how many passes did he attempt?
Not
in that
many
game?
Passes.
3 for 6 for 29 yards.
Goff goes in with a thumb, I think, and they win. All right, who's left?
You've got two of the guys that are left are the only two players on this list that played 3 playoff games as a rookie.
Oh, so they made a run.
Two of them did, and you have 3 names left. Two of them are guys that played in 3 playoff games as rookies. They're the only two ever, from what I have here.
To win two games
as rookies, yep.
And we're in the 2000s, right? We're post-2000?
We're post-2000.
And it's not in the last 10 years, Bulldog, because he just said that about Wolford. So it has to be before 2011. 2000 to 2011, right, Joe?
Yes.
Aha.
Gave a hint away there.
How about... No, that's not right. No. Would not be, no.
How about Mark Sanchez?
Mark Sanchez is correct.
Excellent.
Beat the Bengals, beat the Chargers, lost to the Colts, all on the road.
Yeah, that Charger game. That's like, can Marty Schottenheimer finally... And they missed the field goal, like they lost to the Jets. All right, that's good. And then there's one more. J.P. Lossman.
No, not J.P. Lossman. No, there's no former Bill on this list anywhere. Even.
AFC or NFC?
AFC.
We're still looking for someone who won 2 playoff games?
As a rookie between 2000 and 2011.
Right.
Are they still in the league?
Yes.
Are they a coach?
No. No. He was on an active roster to end the season.
Oh, sneaky Joe. Sneaky bleeping Joe. That's not going to help me. I got to go team by team here. That's not going to help me.
He played against the Bills this year.
Oh.
But didn't start. He threw a touchdown against the Bills.
Come on.
Yes.
No.
We once argued recently whether or not he is qualifying as a journeyman.
Well, I remember the conversation. Boy. He threw a touchdown pass.
Joe Flacco.
Oh, my gosh, of course.
Is correct. Joe Flacco is a rookie. Beat the Dolphins, beat the Titans, lost to Pittsburgh, all on the road.
Very good.
You have one more.
And it's more obscure?
He is in the playoffs this weekend. And he, yeah, so he's in the playoffs this weekend. I'll stop there.
Prescott?
Dak Prescott lost to the Packers as a rookie, 34-31.
Very good. Oh, very good.
Other quarterbacks before 2000, Aaron Brooks.
Can you give teams?
Yes, Aaron Brooks for the Saints.
Instead of names, I want to guess a
couple
more.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Older rookies to start in the playoffs.
All right, I'll work my way backwards from Aaron Brooks. Tampa Bay.
Shuler.
Nope.
Brad Johnson.
Nope.
No, that's not right. Sean King.
Sean King is correct. The Raiders.
Marinovich.
Marinovich against the Chiefs.
Wow.
The Bears.
Orton.
Tomczak.
Orton. no. No.
Harbaugh.
No.
Flutie.
Yes. The only former Bill on this list.
Wow. He wasn't a former Bill yet.
No, he wasn't. No, right, not yet. Future Bill. Doug Flutie.
Former future Bill.
The Rams. The Rams twice. The Rams three times.
Dieter Brock.
Two different names. Dieter Brock, he won a game, so he started two, and then a guy after Dieter Brock.
Everett.
Everett. Same year?
No. 89.
No, sorry. Different season. Same year. I'm looking at the dates here. Cleveland.
Bernie.
Bernie Kosar. Miami.
Marino.
Marino.
Correct. And then one more. Rams. The first to ever do it. This is only, what is this?
Ferragamo.
Post-merger, maybe? No.
Pat Hayden.
Pat Hayden. Beat the Cowboys, lost to the Vikings in 76. That's the list.
Is that the game in the mud? Bulldog, remember a game in the playoffs between the Rams and the Vikings in, like, the muddiest field you've ever seen?
I don't know.
I think that was a playoff game. Look that one up. In L.A.
Just the game where the guy runs into the wrong end zone and then throws the ball out of bounds?
No.
That's like every Viking game pre-1980 for me.
Is Jim Marshall?
That's Jim Marshall.
The Jim Marshall play? No. But Billy Kilmer is, I think Billy Kilmer, who was a quarterback in the league for many years, I think he's the receiver on the Jim Marshall play. I think. Anyway, you guys can look that one up on your own. Yeah. Betting tips from Joe Ostrowski, BetQL, next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.